Trio Sonata in C minor, Sanguineus and Melancholicus by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, played there by violinists Rachel Podger and Bojan Cicic, cellist Tomasz Pokrzywinski and pianist Christian Bezedenhout. That BBC Chamber Prom was introduced by Petroc Trelawney and first broadcast live last Monday from Cadogan Hall in London. Well, we've two visits live to the proms here on BBC Radio 3 later today, this being the first of them.
It's war, Mother! I just heard it in the village. We're at war with the Germans!
The proms commemorates the centenary of the outbreak of World War I with a unique performance inspired by the National Theatre's production of War Horse by Michael Morpurgo. The BBC Concert Orchestra, Cambiata Northwest, and the Military Wives Choir, led by Gareth Malone, perform a new suite created by Adrian Sutton from his score for the original production, alongside music of the time by Elgar, Holst, and Ravel. The musicians will also be joined on stage by the stunning life-sized puppets that have told the story of War Horse all over the world. The War Horse Prom, live here on BBC Radio 3 this afternoon at 4:30, or catch up via the Prom's website.
2 o'clock just gone, and time now for the Early Music Show. Lucy Skeeping presents highlights of a concert recorded last month at the Early Music Festival in York.
They say you can choose your friends, not your family. But for the past 15 years, three talented Spanish brothers, Daniel, Pablo and Aaron Zapico, have certainly been working closely together, performing as the early music trio Forma Antiqua. One publicity shot shows them all moody and cool, only the presence of a theorbo and baroque guitar distinguishing them from any of today's pop stars. A couple of weeks ago, though, in York, the look was a touch more retro, sort of James Bond circa 1960s, with fitted black suits, crisp white shirts and long, narrow ties. Only the shades were missing. They were there to give a concert of Spanish dance music at the National Centre for Early Music, part of the 2014 York Early Music Festival. And there wasn't a seat to be had. Daniel Zapico plays the theorbo, Pablo the guitar and Aaron the harpsichord. So does this sibling thing really make a difference when it comes to music making?
Well, it's a family business. It's really funny to work with my brothers because not only professional, but human relation is so strong that the personal side and the professional side is really the same. So this reflects on our way of making the music and interpret this kind of music. Sometimes it's difficult because we have very strong personalities and we have to deal with that. No, we have kind of lines. We never cross that lines. No, so it's really funny and it's a pleasure to travel and to play with my brothers.
Thank you.
Well, you can't get much more Spanish than that. Two examples of a fandango, a dance whose origins can be traced back to the earliest years of the 18th century, possibly introduced into Spain from the West Indies. The first was by José Nebra, organist at Madrid's Royal Chapel, proving, I suppose, that church musicians don't always have to be solemn. And the second from the pen of Santiago de Murcia, who was also in royal service as guitar teacher to Queen Maria Luisa. And we'll be hearing some more of his music later on. They were the opening pieces of the concert entitled Fandangos, Folias and Pasacalias, given just a few weeks ago by the Spanish instrumental trio Forma Antigua at the York Early Music Festival. Popular dances like that and sets of variations based on them were very much at the heart of instrumental music making from the 16th century for some 200 years. But as the group's harpsichordist Aaron Zapico explains, there was quite a bit of pre-concert preparation to do.
We decided many years ago to make a program, not a musicological or a very scientific program, just the dances that we liked, put it together, transcribing the music, adapting the music just for ourselves, no, for our own fun, mainly with dances from Italy, from Spain, very popular dances, but they really sound very different because we don't play nothing original for the three instruments. For example, we play pieces from a harpsichord solo, but we make arrangements. We add very strong basso continuo, so the dance, I think, explodes in a certain way and sounds really different.
Well, the dances in this concert certainly explode with the virtuosity, passion and sheer sense of fun that the three Zapico brothers bring to this music. Much of it was originally written for a solo instrument. And the fact they've made their own arrangements to suit their particular lineup of theorbo, guitar and harpsichord, I think creates a unique flavour. Next in the concert came a marionas, traditionally a rather lusty dance whose name, meaning a kind of fish, suggests it may originally have been a dance for fishermen or sailors. It's by Gaspar Sanz, much acclaimed player and poet in his time, who, guitarists will tell you, is still one of the most important and influential composers for the Baroque guitar. And after that, we'll hear a chacara, an instrumental version of a traditional type of ballad which celebrated the exploits of some dashing criminal of the time. Full of complex cross rhythms, it was often played very raucously in the streets late at night to disturb the neighbours. Thank you. Applause there for Forma Antiqua playing a shakara, a dance form whose music was traditionally associated with ballads of criminal exploits. And before that, we heard a setting of the Marionas by the Aragon-born Caspar Sanz. There are three short pieces in this next set. The Passacaglia in the middle is by Giovanni Girolamo Capsburger, the son of an Austrian military man who decamped to Venice, hence his Italian Christian names. Capsburger spent his entire career in Italy, where he played a vital role in the development of the large lute, the theorbo, which we'll hear Daniel Tapico playing in this arrangement. It's followed by the anonymous baile del Gran Duque. A baile can refer to an occasion for social dancing, like the English ball, or to a specific kind of dance often performed in the theatre and usually pretty energetic. First, though, a preludio by an Italian nobleman, Ludovico Roncalli, about whom almost nothing is known except that his guitar suites published in 1692 remain great favourites with guitar enthusiasts today.
Thank you.
The trio Forma Antiqua, ending that set with the anonymous Baile del Gran Duque. Before that, we heard a Passacaglia by Capsburger. And to begin the set, Ludovico Roncalli's Preludio. And for a full list of all the music in this programme, go to the Early Music Show page on the Radio 3 website. There are three pieces in this next set as well, although the second two sort of merge into one because they use the same thematic material. The first of them is by Diego Ortiz, Recercada No. 1 from his Learned Musical Treatise published in 1553. And the second, originally for keyboard, is Lo Ballo dell'Intoccia by the Naples musician Antonio Valente. But first, another piece by Gaspar Sanz. Thank you. Three pieces based on popular dance forms. Retecada No. 1 by Ortiz and Valente's Lo Ballo dell'Intorcia, both from the late 1500s. And before that, from a century later, Pavan on a Spanish Melody by Gaspar Sanz. This is the Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping, and we're hearing highlights today from a concert given just a couple of weeks ago by the three instrumentalists of Forma Antiqua at the National Centre for Early Music, part of the York Early Music Festival. The focus of their programme was settings of some of the most popular dance forms of Spain between the 16th and the 18th century. Earlier on, we heard them play a Passacaglia by Giovanni Girolamo Capsburger, who worked in Venice and Rome during the first part of the 1600s. And another of his pieces begins this next set. It's entitled Colazione, after a type of Middle Eastern long-necked lute, which became popular in Naples in the mid-16th century and then spread around Europe. And we have another piece based on the Passacaglia after that, this time by a German composer. Perhaps it was the healthy food at the court of Baden where he worked for most of his life, because Johann Caspar Ferdinand Fischer lived to a ripe old age, dying in 1746, just before his 90th birthday. His music, however, fared less well, almost none of it surviving today.
Thank you.
Passacaglia by Johann Caspar Ferdinand Fischer. And before that, Colossione by Capsburger. Well, it would be hard to give a concert of Spanish dance settings without including that old favourite, La Folia. Although, to be absolutely accurate, its origins are in Portugal rather than Spain. Back in the 15th century, a folia was quite a daring folk dance involving acrobatic strength. Street porters in disguise would carry young boys dressed in women's clothing on their shoulders, and it would all get a bit wild, hence the name La Folia, literally the folly. In other words, a bit crazy. But like so many of these dances that began in the streets and villages, La Folia moved up the class ladder and inspired many formal compositions, songs and variations by some of the most skillful composers of the time. So here are the Spanish trio, Forma Antiqua, beginning their final set with De Murcia's version of La Folia. And it's followed by a fandango by Domenico Scarlatti. Thank you.
Thank you.
A Fandango by Domenico Scarlatti, and before it, Folias Gallegas by Santiago de Murcia. The Early Music Show was presented by Lucy Skeeping and produced in Salford by Nick Holmes.
Radio 3 is live from the BBC Proms for two 20th century classics. Vasily Petrenko leads the European Youth Orchestra in Luciano Berio's masterpiece, his Sinfonia. Berio's Sinfonia is a witty, whistle-stop tour through centuries of Western culture, with references from Bach and Brahms to Boulez and Samuel Beckett. And in the second half, you can hear Shostakovich's Fourth Symphony, a work that goes to the heart of the composer's battle to break free from the chains of Stalinist Russia. Join me, Tom Service, and the audience in the Royal Albert Hall for Berio and Shostakovich, live on Radio 3 on Tuesday at 7:30, or catch up via the Proms website.
Well, we've two live visits to the Proms here on Radio 3 today. The first is the Warhorse Prom at 4:30, and in the second of them, the Dark Majesty of Mozart's Requiem is explored by the voices of the National Youth Choir of Scotland and a fine quartet of soloists. Donald Runicles conducts the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, and they begin their concert with a London premiere, The Sun Dances by Scottish composer John MacLeod. Also in the concert, Beethoven's Fourth Symphony. That's tonight's prom, live from the Royal Albert Hall here on BBC Radio 3, starting at 8 o'clock. It's coming up to 1 minute past three and time now for Choral Evensong, which was first broadcast last Wednesday live from Worcester Cathedral during the 287th Three Choirs Festival. The service was sung by the combined choirs of Worcester, Hereford and Gloucester Cathedrals. The canticles are Herbert Howell's 1917 setting in G, and the anthem is William Byrd's Laudibus in Sanctis, which sets to music a paraphrased version of Psalm 150, O Praise God in His Holiness. The service opens now with an introit by Thomas Tomkins, a former organist at Worcester Cathedral in the early 17th century. It's a setting of Psalm 117, O Praise the Lord, All Ye Heathen. And it's preceded by an organ prelude, also by Tomkins, his Verse of Three Parts.
Thank you. welcome to you all to Worcester Cathedral for this festival evensong with the three choirs. On this day when the church remembers William Wilberforce, social reformer of the 18th and 19th centuries, and his fellow anti-slavery campaigners, Olaudo Equiano and Thomas Clarkson. We also today remember with thanksgiving Kenneth Tickell, builder of the organ here, installed in 2008, whose death has been announced this week. Jesus said, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many."
O Lord, open thou our lips.
O Lord,